Hi, everybody. This is Kim McLaughlin from FeedYourSoulUnlimited.com, and we are at our emotional eating solutions call number 6. So we're past the halfway point, but we've still got some really important things to go into. And today is on a very important topic, and it's called mindfulness. And it's kind of a, what we call a core skill, a really important piece. And I always wonder, like, is this something we should talk about really early as we're getting started on our emotional eating solutions, or more towards the end? And I've come up with that it's a little more towards the end because we have a lot of foundation we have to put into place. And I think you'll find that the mindfulness will just be kind of that icing on the cake, so to speak, to just help round out what you've been learning and solidify it a little bit more. So let me just go over what we've already talked about over the weeks to put this into context. Is we've gone over diets and why diets don't work. We've gone over body and feeling about, or body in terms of food hunger, when we're hungry and full. I hope you guys have been using the food mood log to give you information. We talked about feelings and that emotional side of overeating, and today this mindfulness part will really play in well with that. We talked about thoughts and how the thoughts can lead to overeating. We talked last week about lifestyle and the different things that we kind of the ways that we live that maybe either encourage us to overeat, encourage us to emotionally eat, or the way we can look at our lifestyle differently and how we can set up that lifestyle where we can lessen the emotional eating and lessen the overeating and put some kind of strategies, guidelines into place that can be more productive for us. So that being said, those are a lot of foundational pieces. Today, like I said, is we're going to talk about mindfulness. And the way I'm going to start this is to give you some definitions. I have this book that I like some of their ideas about mindfulness. And so I'm just going to read a little bit of their definitions. And then I'm going to move into why this is important. So some of the things that I've read that helped me understand the definition of mindfulness. So one definition is mindfulness is that quality of attention which notices without choosing or without preference. And it's a choiceless awareness, like the sun shines on all things equally. So it's a quality of attention. Mindfulness also means seeing how things really are directly and immediately, seeing for oneself that which is present and true, and it has the quality of bringing our whole heart and mind, our full attention to each moment. I love that. It has the quality of bringing our whole heart and mind, our full attention into each moment. And so what we know is that mindfulness is about being present here and now, being present in whatever's going on. And it's about not having to fix it, but just notice it. Just notice what's going on and pay attention to it. So then you can use the information that you get to determine what to do. So it's about being really conscious, really present, really aware. What I think is that what we kind of find out with research actually is that one of the problems with overeating is that we actually spend a lot of our time being mindless, where we're not fully present, where we're not. I call it kind of like we're not in our bodies, so to speak, because I think about people, me, anybody else, about when we really overeat. I mean, think about it. When you really overeat to the point where, remember the 1 to 10 scale, and what I talk about is 8, 9, 10 is way too full, over full, where you feel sick and horrible and angry at yourself, that there's no way we're being mindful. There's no way we're being present in our body if we get that full. And what I think of it is that we kind of like, I always tell people it's a feeling of like moving out of your body when you get that full. And you kind of symbolically hover over yourself, maybe noticing what you're doing, but not noticing how it feels. And then there's a point where you feel your body, and you kind of come back into your body and go, oh my goodness, I feel horrible. I feel terrible. I can't stand this physical feeling. You know that feeling of feeling overly full? I can see you all shaking your heads right now because I think you know what I'm talking about. And that's what happens is we go unconscious, not at present in our bodies, and so we don't feel what's going on. And this is also for those of you that talk to me about or sent me emails and sent me questions about not noticing being full. This is going to help. This is going to be one of the keys to help you not feel over full, because if we're present and mindful, being over full is not something that just happens to us. We notice it, and then we can notice what to do about it. So, as I said, is that when we have problems with overeating, we can spend a lot of our lives avoiding feelings and emotions. And so what overeating does is it blocks the flow of emotions. It blocks the experience of being fully present in who we are. So what we want to do with mindfulness is we want to start paying attention. Easier said than done. I was actually, since I was, I looked at my notes last night and I was reviewing my notes for today for the call and about mindfulness. And I just started playing with it this last night and today about being more mindful. And I'm definitely better at being more mindful than I've ever been in my life. And there's always room to grow. And today I was really paying attention to being mindful, to really paying attention. So what that looked like for me, just to give you guys an example, is today I was, I went to the gym and I was doing my workout and I really was focusing on my breath and paying attention, being mindful of my breath, being mindful of my foot on the ground, being mindful. We did a little yoga today, so I was it definitely, yoga can draw you into feeling mindful of what's going on. I was feeling my muscles when they were working. I was feeling the physical muscle work. That's being mindful. Whereas there's been other times where I do things and let's say driving the car. This is a good example. Is like driving the car and I'll just think, how in the world did I just get here? I don't even remember. I went on autopilot. And the autopilot is mindlessness. Autopilot with food is mindlessness. And what we want to do is move into mindfulness. And mindfulness, it involves paying attention to your emotions, your thoughts, your physical experiences, without trying to stop them or avoid them. It's just being open to whatever is happening, whatever you're noticing. And remember the week we talked about our thoughts and our thoughts being out of control. Well, mindfulness is another tool that helps you when your thoughts are out of control. It's just to be mindful of noticing. Remember we talked about the thoughts just floating across your head and noticing them. That's a mindful technique. That's mindfulness. So what we're going to do is start learning how to attend to our experiences as fully as possible and then control the attention, paying attention to it, not having it control us or feeling, I think maybe the term would be more not feeling out of control. So one of the things to think about is that binge eating involves, this is actually another definition from the book I have, it binge eating involves a loss of control over what one is doing or a lack of awareness about what is going on. Binge eating involves a loss of control over what you're doing and a lack of awareness about what's going on. We're not paying attention. We're not being mindful. So what we know is that you can't, now think about this, you can't binge eat and be mindful at the same time. Just kind of get into that. I can't binge eat and be mindful. And we're going to talk today a little further about what in the heck do we do to be more mindful. But just kind of breathe in that idea that if I'm being mindful, I'm not going to binge eat. I have more opportunities to eat until I'm just full. Eat when I'm hungry. Eat till I'm full. Stop when I'm full. Okay? So just kind of let that one sink in. That's how powerful this is, and that's actually why I give this a whole, you know, our whole session today is focused on mindfulness. The whole time is on mindfulness because it's that important. And so what I want to do is then kind of qualify it because I think you might be wondering, so what's the difference between meditation, because we've been talking a lot about meditation in terms of our emotions and thoughts and using meditation. And what's the difference between that and mindfulness? So I kind of wrote down some ideas for myself about what I think the difference is. So I think meditation is a practice of calming the mind and body. And we use different techniques to use our meditations. Remember before I talked about guided meditation, using a gong or using your breath to calm your mind, to clear your mind, right? Meditation is a practice. It's a practice. It's what you engage in the practice of meditation. Mindfulness is really more of a moment-to-moment experience of being present with what's going on inside of ourselves and outside of ourselves. It's really about paying attention to every moment, moment to moment. And what's interesting to me is that with mindfulness, that you remember how I said that last night I was thinking about mindfulness, and so this morning, since I was thinking about it, I engaged in more mindfulness because I was thinking of it. So it's really something that it's being in the experience and being present in the experience and being conscious of the experience inside of myself and outside of myself. So it's also about increasing my awareness, and it's about paying attention. I said this before, but it can't be said too often. It's about paying attention to what's going on and noticing it. So it's part about, so mindfulness, you know, I think if you remember back to the time when we talked about our thoughts a couple weeks ago, is there's that chatter that goes on. And mindfulness is about training your mind to not buy into all the chatter or to notice it it's actually more about noticing it, noticing that chatter for what it is as chatter. And remember what I said is that when you think a thought, even thinking a thought about eating, and if it's not about your hunger, you made up, I think about it like this, you made up that thought, or I made up that thought, I can unmake it up. I can stop it, because it is a part of me within my control. And that's what mindfulness is. Is it something that's within me that I can control, because I can use it anytime I want to, as long as I'm being conscious, I'll think about doing it. So what it is it's training your mind not to react to what's going on, but to remain. So it's not reacting to what's going on, not reacting to what your mind said, but it's being aware of the commentary and the reactivity in that experience. So when my mind is saying certain things to me, it's like, isn't that interesting? Or my mind says, Kim, you need to eat. It's like, isn't that interesting? Kim, you need to have something sweet. Isn't that interesting? And then I can be mindful and notice it, and then ask myself, am I hungry or am I full? And if I'm hungry, eat. If I'm not hungry, go through the steps of that we talked about quite a few weeks ago about figuring out what's going on. That's about being mindful, right? That's about being in touch with what's really going on. It's about using this thing that we call the wise mind, the part of your mind that has a knowing and that is really connected to what's going on for you. Make sense? Just kind of think about it. So let's do a little, I really want to solidify this with all of you. So let's do something kind of together. If you're driving right now, no worries, you do it later. But I'm going to put my chair down a little bit so I can really touch the floor. But I just really encourage you. This is a technique of kind of how do we know if we're being mindful. And it's a great technique for you to practice in meditation. But what I'm looking more for is noticing the feeling in your body when you're being mindful, when you're noticing what's going on. Okay, so just bear with me and do this. Once again, if you're not driving, go ahead and do this. But I want you to just sit up and sit straight. And I invite you to put your feet on the ground. If you have shoes on, that's fine. If you can take them off, that's fine, and have your feet really connected to the ground. I just took my shoes off so I can feel connected to the ground. And I want you to close your eyes if you feel comfortable. Put your hands on your lap if you feel comfortable, whatever feels good for you. But I want you to start taking a deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth, and I just want you to feel the weight of your feet on the floor. Feel what it feels like to be fully connected to your feet on the floor. We're being mindful about our feet at the moment, and just notice them. Mine feel a little cool because the air conditioning just went on. I feel the connection with the ground. I feel a little tingly. Whenever I notice parts of my body, I tend to get more of a tingly sensation. And I'm just noticing my attention is on my feet. So let's move up and let's just put our attention on our calves. What do your calves feel like? And just move up and notice your calves, being mindful about what they feel like. Be consciously aware of them. Once again, mine feel a little cool because the air has been on, and so I have a skirt on, and they feel a little cool. And they just feel, just actually, they feel peaceful. Cows can feel peaceful. They just feel rested right at this moment. So I'm going to breathe in and breathe out and come up and notice my thighs. And just notice now if you start having any judgment about what they look like, because that's not where we're going with this. We're just noticing what they feel like, being mindful, being conscious of our body and space right now. Feel your thighs. I don't mean physically feel them. Just feel how they feel in your seat. And mine feel connected to the chair that I'm sitting in. I can feel my hands are on the top of my thighs. So I'm really noticing the feeling sensation, the physical feeling sensation of my thigh. And it helps when I do deep breaths, because that keeps me really focused on the physical feeling. Now we're going to move up to our bottom. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath out. That for me is one of the most centering spots. My feet, my bottom in the chair. When I am feeling mindless and I'm sitting down, noticing my feet where they are, and noticing my bottom where it is, and noticing it sitting and its connection to the seat, that leads me straight into mindfulness. Straight into the connection with my body, and straight into being conscious about what's going on. And I'm going to breathe a little more into that and just notice myself sitting in the chair. I'm going to move up and notice your tummy. How is that feeling? Maybe feeling a little rounded, maybe feeling a little hungry. Just be mindful about your tummy, your stomach. Breathing in, breathing out, and noticing it. Mine right now feels a little hungry. It's right at my lunchtime normally. It's a little grumbly, and I choose not to eat before I do these calls because it just doesn't fit for me to eat beforehand, so I wait until I have my food here, and I'll eat right after, but my tummy's a little grumbly, and it knows within a half hour I'll be able to eat. But just notice your tummy and how it feels, and how it feels to breathe in deeply into your tummy, because often what we do when we have binge eating issues, overeating issues, weight stigma, weight feeling, you know, feeling our bodies unacceptable, we tend to not want to breathe deeply because we don't want to feel our stomach. We don't want to feel our stomach on our clothes. But just breathe in and love on your stomach and love on feeling it. Be present and accounted for and being mindful about it. Then notice as you breathe in and out, your back. What does that feel like? My back feels a little, my back feels straight. I don't know if that's not a feeling, but I've got a sensation of it being straight because I'm sitting up straight in my chair. And I'm just breathing into my back, noticing it, noticing the vertebrae, noticing my spine, noticing my ribs as I breathe in more. And I'm just being mindful of my body right now, my back. I'm going to move up and notice my shoulders, notice my chest as I breathe in. My shoulders kind of go up and down, my chest goes up and down as I breathe in and out, and I'm being mindful of it, being conscious of it. Noticing my breath, My shoulders feel strong and sturdy right now. I had a good workout this morning at the gym, and I just feel my shoulders feel really good. Notice how yours are feeling. Notice your shoulders and your chest, and how are you feeling physically? Pay attention. If it's not feeling good, just be mindful of that. You might be in some kind of pain. I'm hearing some of you maybe saying, "What? It doesn't feel good, Kim." Notice that. Just be mindful of it. And just bring your breath to it as we're being mindful about it. And then go down and notice your arms, your biceps, your triceps, your wrists, your hands. Notice that, be mindful of them, and just notice what's going on as you pay attention to them. Whenever I pay attention to my hands and become more mindful of them and breathe into them, I notice a tingly sensation in them. Just notice that. Notice what that feels like. Notice if there's any tension in your arms, and just breathe into it and just be mindful of it and just notice it. Then go up and notice your neck. Is there any tension, neck, any leftover in your shoulders? Mindfully be aware of it. It might hurt. It might not. It might. Sometimes when I become mindful of my neck, it makes me, right now I'm kind of moving my neck around, because it just, when I become mindful of it, I want to move it. Just when I become mindful of my hands, I seem to want to grip them in and out. Just my thing. Might not be yours. Just become mindful of your neck. And then become mindful of your face and your head. How is it feeling? Put your attention on your face. Me, as I'm paying attention, I'm noticing the sound of my breath in my ears. I notice the sound of my breath. When I breathe in and I breathe out, I notice it. I'm just paying attention. I'm just being mindful. And I'm also being mindful of my jaw. When I pay attention and be mindful of my face, I notice my jaw unlocks at the back. It kind of unhinges and it drops. My teeth don't touch. They don't clench. And I just feel calm. Do you notice that now? As we've done this, there's this feeling of calm. That's what mindfulness can do for you. And we've just spent, 5, 10 minutes doing this. You don't need that much time to do this, but this is a mindfulness exercise that is super powerful, super engaging with your body. So once again, with noticing hunger, right, once I got to my tummy and I'm breathing in, I'm going, I feel it hunger, I feel it grumbly, which tells me it's time to get ready to start eating. But also, I'll practice that while I'm eating, taking a deep breath in and a deep breath out, and being mindful of my tummy and how full am I? And what do I really need? And what's right for my body as I'm being mindful? I challenge you to notice and be mindful, really mindful, in a calm way. Remember what we said earlier? We can't be binge eating and mindful at the same time, because if we're mindful, we're fully in contact with our body. We're fully in contact with eating more intuitively, eating what serves us, and eating to a place that's not over full. When we're mindful, we're not anxious. We're not upset, because we're really in touch with just being present without judgment. So I invite you to practice that. I also was reminded yesterday at a group I was at about also just using the breath to be mindful. That if you're thinking about overeating, if you're concerned that you're overeating, just practice some deep breathing. Seriously, just do some deep breathing. It brings you back to being mindful very quickly. One technique that I was reminded of is breathing in for 7 and breathing out for 10, or 11. And so it's a deep breath, a belly breath, not a shallow in your chest breath, but a deep belly breath and a deep release. So let's just do that right now. I want you to really get the idea of what it feels like. That's why we're practicing it today, because I want you to get what it feels like, because then you know when you're mindful. Remember when I told you that I notice the tingling in my hands or my feet when I'm mindful. I notice the feeling of my bottom in the seat when I'm mindful. I notice how hungry I am when I'm mindful. I notice how full I am when I'm mindful. I notice my jaw being relaxed when I'm mindful. That's what I'm talking about. So let's just practice that deep breath and see how it feels for you and see how it feels in your body, because this is a stellar technique when you want to overeat or when you think you're overeating and you don't know how to break away from the food. Okay? So let's just practice it. So in for 7, hold, out for 11, okay? So in for 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and out for 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And what happens for me with that going to 11 on that exhalation is it really makes me push in my tummy. It really makes me more mindful of my stomach. And it also makes me feel a little lightheaded and a little peaceful, a little joyful, and all connected to my body. Remember, what happens when we overeat, why we overeat is that we're not connected to our body. So I invite you to start practicing being connected to your body. Another way to be connected to your body while you're eating, this is super simple, and it can be really hard. I mean, it's super duper simple. Like, you're going to say, Kim, really, this is your best you got? And I'm telling you, yes, it is. This is one of my best. Is to focus on when you're eating. Like, I challenge you. I challenge you. I challenge me. I'm going to take the challenge. Is your next meal or your next snack is to be fully conscious, fully present, fully mindful while you're eating. Fully present, fully conscious, fully mindful when you're eating. Have a mindful meal. That means no radio, no television, no computer, no book, no nothing. Just sitting there, take a bite, put your fork down or your spoon, whatever, put the food down, and chew. Chew for like 10 to 20 bites, 10 to 20 chews. And then eat the next bite. Put your fork down, 10 to 20 chews. Notice what it feels like in your mouth. Notice the sensation. Notice the taste. Notice the texture. Notice whether it's hot or cold. Notice whether it's a big bite or a small bite. Pay full attention to a meal. And that actually is going to be one of your homework this week. And I hope you do it more often than just once. is doing a mindful eating. And I'm going to send you I'm going to have to find it because it's really pretty fun. So let me first point. So practice one mindful meal where you eat every bite, you are fully conscious and present and aware and mindful. And then see if you could overeat when you're doing that. I challenge you. I challenge you. Can you overeat when you're doing that? When you're fully present, it's pretty hard to do. It's pretty hard to do when you're fully present and aware and accountable during that meal and you're taking every bite and savoring it. It's hard to overeat. And just notice, what that feels like to do it. You might feel a little nervous. You might feel a little scared because it's unusual and uncomfortable to be fully present eating. But one of the things I hear most people tell me when they're an emotional eater, an overeater, compulsive eater, they tell me, but Kim, I love food. And what I think of and say is partly what we do when we emotionally binge eat, overeat, compulsively eat, is that we don't taste it. We don't taste what we're eating. We're shoveling it in. And I'm as guilty as anybody else. I still work on it. My family knows that I eat quicker than they do. And that's even when I try to eat slow. I still eat quicker than they do. And so it's a constant for me to slow down, take a deep breath, put my fork down. And that's what I challenge you to do. At least one mindful meal. At least one. And I'll send you a form that's going to help you do that in our private webpage. So that's one of the things I invite you to do. And so what I'm going to do, if I can find it, is that there's this super cool recording, a YouTube recording of this woman eating mindfully a Twinkie. That it was kind of an oxymoron to mindfully eat a Twinkie, but it was very interesting to watch her take a bite. I'm serious, the video was her taking a bite and chewing it, and chewing it. And then she picks it up, she looks at it, she takes another bite, and she chews, and she chews, and she chews. It's kind of funny, but it's really interesting to watch her because I thought, oh, look at her. She's eating slowly. She's eating one bite at a time. She's enjoying it. She's not eating fast. So I'm going to look for that video because, if anything, it's kind of funny to watch her do it because it's, I don't know for you guys how it'll be, but for me it was eye-opening. So I'll send you a link. I'll look around for that video because it's really interesting. Why is another reason why mindfulness is important is that we want to have space in between the thought about food and eating it, the space between having the emotion and just eating. We want space, the space between being hungry and just sitting down and chowing down. But we want to have space because what happens is when we overeat, there's no space between the emotion and food or the thought and food or feeling hungry and food. Boom, we're just going to eat. Boom, we're just going to eat. And what mindfulness does is it centers us in our body, helps us become present, and become available to that intuition, that knowing that knows when we're hungry, when we're full, what we really need. Okay, so we want more space in between the thought about food and eating, the feeling about eating, and just going for it. And that's what mindfulness does. We've got a lot of techniques we've been doing. I hope you can see how using these mindfulness techniques can be helpful in all of the areas we've been talking about over these weeks. So think about it. Like, you know, if you're focusing on the hungry, hungry full, remember, 1 to 10 scale, am I really hungry? Am I at a 3 or a 4 in terms of my hunger? The best way to notice if you're hungry is to just do what we did a little bit ago. Take a deep breath and check in with your tummy. Am I physically hungry? Mindfully check in to notice if you're hungry. So, GC, mindfulness then helps with am I hungry? Mindfulness helps with am I full if we begin to have or if we embrace the idea of a mindful meal, a mindful snack, a mindful bite. That then, as we're moving from the process of, oh, I'm hungry, I'm eating, as we move to the process in our body of feeling a 6 or a 7 in our fullness range, that we notice, oh, how am I doing? I'm getting to a 5. Ooh, I'm a 5 plus right now. I'm moving into a 6. Do I need more? Am I still hungry? Right? Mindfulness brings in then that just that acknowledgement of how our tummy feels and how our body is feeling. Mindfulness then can come into play if we start to have in our head that says, I just want to keep, remember, many of you told me this, like, I just tell myself, I just want to keep eating. Well, then, if we take a deep breath and go, okay, well, let's consider this. Do I really want to eat just because it tastes good, or do I want to try something different? Let me get back connected with my body and notice what's going on. Be more mindful about what I really want and what's really okay for me. It connects you with your body. So what my challenge is for all of you is to really focus on mindfulness. Focus on mindfulness this week. Hungry, full, look at mindfulness. How am I feeling? Mindfulness. That check back in with your body. What are my thoughts? Mindfulness. Go back to mindfulness. There are tons of things, and we've already talked about things that you could do that are more mindful, but really the deep breath, focusing on your body and how your body is physically feeling, focusing on the thoughts and what they're saying to you, and noticing, is that really how you feel? Is that really what's going on for you? And just noticing it from that wise mind, that knowing place that knows really what's going on for you. It sounds simple. It's just not easy. I know this is going to sound, it just sounds so simple. But it takes consciousness. So what I encourage you to do is as you're walking, start noticing your feet on the ground. As you're engaging in any type of physical activity, notice your breath. Like me today with my yoga, I noticed my muscles. I noticed what muscle was working and what muscle wasn't working. I noticed stretching my muscles. I noticed my breath, my deep breath. I noticed how my body felt good in certain stretches and how it felt uncomfortable in others. As you're driving in your car, notice your hand on the steering wheel. Notice your pedal, your foot on the pedal driving. Notice when you turn on the radio. Notice physically what's in front of you. And see if you can have a mindful car ride. It's simple. It's just not easy. Begin to notice if you're not being mindful. Like, shoot, I just drove all this way and I don't remember making that turn, or I don't remember going to the refrigerator. Notice when you're not being mindful. Just notice it and take it as an invitation to become more mindful. Okay? So your homework this week, if you choose to accept it, and I really hope you do, because these are foundations that will help you on your emotional eating solutions. Truly, they work if you work them. So one homework is I invite you to have a mindful meal right after this call. Whenever your next meal is, have a mindful meal. I am going to post the video on other people eating mindfully. There's this other thing that I've, I might send this to you. I will send it to you, is how to eat chocolate mindfully. That's a great one, too. I practice that. Or you can eat a raisin if chocolate's not your thing, or eat something that's like just a little something. But that kind of putting it, notice it, taking it out of the box, putting it on your hand, putting it in your mouth, noticing what it feels like. I've done it before with chocolate, and it's a very interesting experience. So I'm going to write up a little experiment for you to do, just how to notice a piece of something and eat it, and noticing how it feels. And notice when you don't feel mindful. Those are my challenges for you. If you're really in it, and I know you guys are, because you wouldn't be coming to these calls if you're not. So I'm just going to own that you're in it to do all this. This is a stellar practice that will help you. Okay? I am going to take us out of Q&A mode, and I'm going to take us out of recording mode and see if there are any questions before we end. And for those of you on the recording, I'm so glad you're listening to this. I'm so glad you're going to do this, and you can expect an email a little later for me with all of these things that I've talked to you about today and an audio. But let me take it out of recording and put it in Q&A mode and see if anybody has any questions.